You tune to Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michigan Tech basketball tomorrow night, doubleheader action. Women play at 5:30, men at 7:30 against Grand Valley State. And head coach of the men's basketball team, Kevin Luke, is with us. Coach, are you getting excited yet?
Always excited for an opportunity to play another game. The level of excitement at this time of the year is... It's off the charts, to be honest with you.
Well, what is what's the scariest thing about this Grand Valley team coming in here tomorrow night, 7:30?
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, just and I say that because they're a good team. They're on a 4-game winning streak. They've got inside people. They've got defensive people. They have a couple excellent shooters. And they have penetrators and athletes, and they really are a good club. I think we've been fortunate to have knocked them off twice. We played zone both games, and that in itself makes me nervous. Can we get away? Can we go to the well one more time and get away with it? In quote, get away with it. But you know, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure I wanted to. It doesn't make any difference of the last four teams that were in it, meaning 6, 7, and 8, 5, 6, 7, and 8. All those teams are hot right now, and they're really playing well. So, it doesn't make any difference. We're in tournament time. You got to be your best, in both physically and more importantly, mentally.
We gave up 71 points against them down there. Is that one of your big concerns of that happening?
You know what? That's an okay number on their court, but we can't let that happen on our court. There's a huge difference there, Dirk, and that's a great question. And I think, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you know there are two numbers: what you can give up at home and what you can give up on the road. Of course, at home, you know, most teams feel much more comfortable. And probably the scariest thing is, with 4 minutes left down there, we had a 12-point lead. And I know that's a lot of eternity as far as time goes, but they really put it on us and tied us up, and you know, we hit some shots down the stretch to solidify the win. But you know, we're gonna have to do the same thing here. You know, we expect it to be a one possession game the whole time.
Coach Calvin here came in late. Thinking about the two games that you played against Grand Valley, you had a freshman step up. Jason Hawk played great in both games. What's a player like him gonna do here for you in the postseason?
You know what, that's interesting, you know, that you say that, because I looked at the stats yesterday when I watched the film, and he had 20 points down there. Now, we can't expect 20 points out of him, but it would be clearly an added bonus. Now, he's the kind of kid that, you know, you walk out of the building last night, and we had practice, and then we talked as a team, and of course the gym's still open, and a half hour later, you know, you walk by the gym to go home, and he's down in there, you know, pumping up 3-point shots. So he's the kind of kid that it is. It's a good question. He's kind of an X-factor kid where if he makes shots, we're going to be really good, because we know Armga and Stelz are going to be able to get a certain amount of points. We know that Cooley and Chartier and, you know, our big guys are going to help us in a sense that, you know, like as they have all year. But a kid like Hawk can go, if he can go off for 15-20, you know, that's a huge, huge advantage for us. And I got a feeling that, you know, that kid's going to step up big for us, because he's been given a chance the whole year, and he's responded in all these situations.
So, Coach, we've won 7 out of our last 8. Are we playing our best basketball right now of the season?
Good. You know, you guys are really did you guys get together before this and decide?
We have rehearsal every week.
It's a great question, and I want to tell you this, and I'm not trying to. I think we're playing good. I think we put in a couple wrinkles that have given us a little better chance. You know, as far as offensively and looking at what Grand Valley has done, and more importantly, what we need moving forward. You know, the league knows you so well. By the time we get to this time of the year, that you need to just put a little different wrinkle in here, or a little different wrinkle, you know, defensively, just to see if that adjustment has helped, you know, your own program. And I think we're playing really good, and I like the adjustments that we've done. Our kids have welcomed them and have done, you know, quite well at them in practice the last couple of days. So, you know, we're playing good. I like what we're doing. I don't know that we're shooting our best right now. We started out hotter in the beginning of the season, but I think everybody's worn down a little bit, Dirk, at this point. So that's why we're saying, you know, rest properly, eat properly, and you know, I feel like Wednesday, you know, tomorrow night we'll have our legs back. We gave them 2 days off after the Northern game. They came in rested. We've had two good, short but really good, sharp practices, and you know, we'll hope to do the finishing touches tonight. And I like the way our minds are. I like the 7 of 8, like you say, and I think it's 8 of 10, to be honest. You know, if you stretch it out to 10 games, so I mean, anybody in America would take an 8 out of 10 anytime.
Coach, you talked about some new wrinkles. Obviously, you expect Grand Valley to put in a few new wrinkles. Do you stay up at night worrying about what kind of things they're going to throw at us on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's the one good thing is we're in the tournament. The bad thing is you lose sleep. But then the nice thing is, you know, in a month when it's all over, you can finally, you know, relax once you get over everything. But I do think that. You know, you said the right word, Wes, wrinkles. I mean, I don't think you can make major changes and expect to be good at it, because nobody at this time of the year has a lot of time to make major changes. But I do think the wrinkles, I think they're going to mix up their 2-3 zone, their 1-3-1 high pressure zone, and, you know, full court pressure for that matter, that they think could affect us in our gym. With that being said, you know, we feel comfortable attacking all of those, and we just have to stay within, you know, within our systems. We're reviewing all of our systems, and we're going to try to, you know, just polish them up tonight and do the best we can. And I believe that they will throw a wrinkle in there. Obviously, we don't know what it is, but I think having, you know, the basic principles coming off of Stagger, so, you know, we can do all those we want, but if we talk about teaching the principles of how to guard this, you know, our kids will be well, you know, provided we, you know, do a good job communicating.
Coach Kevin Luke from the men's basketball team is with us. Coach, do you try to guess what wrinkles might come in, and do you relay those guesses to your team, or do you kind of just try to, you know,
get... I guess I'm not smart enough to guess that, Dirk, but I will tell you this. I look at the tape two ways when we go through it. What we did the last couple times to be successful, how I need to help a Ben Stelzer get open, how I need to help an Austin Armga or other people. But I also look at what they've done to be successful against the defenses that we've put in front of them. I look at, you know, of course, it's easy right now. The zone, you know, we played 40-minute games of zone against these people, and I looked at how they've attacked us, and we try to put our players in those situations where we thought that they've had open shots. And a zone is scary in a sense that you're going to give up some threes. That's what we're giving up. But if they hit them, then we got to switch to man, and that's what our game plan is going to be. But if they don't hit them, and we're hanging in there, they're going to hit some. But if they don't hit 3 or 4 in a row and make a major run, but that's what we've looked at. Last night we spent a lot of, you know, quite a bit of time putting our players in a position to defend how they attacked our zone.
Coach, just yesterday, a couple players named to the all-conference team, with Armga being named first team, Stelzer on the second team, and Cooley all-defensive team. Your thoughts there?
You know, again, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record with these kids, but they basically carried us, and that's what they've meant to our program. And, you know, fortunately for us, Ben will be back. But what Austin and Alex have done in a sense of scoring, in a sense of leadership, in a sense of just doing things right, in a sense of, most importantly, being great, great students, you know, I mean, Armga's an All-American academically, and you know, Cooley's way down there at 3-9, so... as a chemical engineer, and I mean, this is what our university is. That's what these kids really are—the true meaning of student athletes. And points wise, you know, that's always going to be there. But the nicest thing is they're nicer people than they are players. So I couldn't be more proud of those kids.
All right, Coach. Well, we're super excited. The game is at 7:30 following the women's game, and Michigan Tech taking on Grand Valley in men's basketball. GLIAC quarterfinal action, that's tomorrow night, and Mitch Lake will have a pregame for you as you're making your way up to the SDC gym. But tickets are on sale, 487-2073. Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Should be a great game tomorrow night.
You know what? You guys, thanks. It's awesome. I got a question for you. I mean, we're really, really lucky to have both programs hosting. Is there anybody else that's hosting? I should know that answer. You know, both the men and the women.
No, there's not.
There's not. No.
I guess we're pretty lucky in that sense. I'd like to congratulate the women's for having home court and wish the hockey team good luck to get some home ice this year.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
And yeah, thank you very much. That's Coach Kevin Lucan.